Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Let's go talk about the Lions and the 2021 April NFL Draft. Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com. Insider standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Timmy.
Hey, Huge. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Hi. You know, looking at the different scenarios with the Lions, and I think it all hinges on where the Falcons go at four, or if the Niners don't stay on the Mac Jones path. But they're going to have, for picking at seven, they're going to have options you would normally see for a team picking at three or four.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, you're going to see the options that they probably wish they had last year and didn't get
right
when they took Okuda. But yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a chance that you stay at seven and you can get one of either the best wide receiver, the best in Jamar Chase, the best offensive tackle in Penei Sewell, the best offensive weapon in Kyle Pitts. And then you're going to have an opportunity potentially for teams to come up and trade from the teams to get that fifth quarterback or potentially the fourth quarterback, depending on what Atlanta does. So, yeah, I think they're in a perfect position at seven to not only stay there and grab an elite player that can help right away, but potentially move back, gain some more assets. They only have six draft picks going in. They'd like to probably have a couple more. And you can then... Now, if you move back into the teens, now you're talking about the Micah Parsons and the, you know, the linebacker from Notre Dame and maybe even a quarterback, one of the better pass rushers. I think now all those guys come into play with value picks in the teens. So they've got a lot of options. It's a good spot to be in.
Who do you think's the top five on the Lions draft board right now? Just your own opinion?
Are you talking number one player or guy that they think could be there at seven?
No, I'm talking who they think right now could be there at seven, the Lions top five, your opinion.
Yeah, well, I think one of the two tackles is going to be there, whether that's Penei Sewell from Oregon or Rashawn Slater from Northwestern. And then, you know, I think these three receivers, one of them is going to be there. Talking about the two Alabama kids, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle and Jamar Chase. I think one of those guys is going to be there too. And so, you know, I think you're going to be able to get an elite tackle, an elite receiver. And look, if Brad Holmes is in the quarterback market, I don't believe they are, but I'm not privy to that information. Maybe Brad really likes one of these quarterbacks and wants to have, you know, a backup plan to Jared Goff, then I think you're going to be in a position where one of those guys could be there too. So I think you're going to come away from this draft with either the best, one of the best wide receivers, the best tackle, or a quarterback you think is the future. And so again, they're in a great spot. But I think those wide receivers have really separated themselves. I think there's those three, and this is a deep wide receiver class. I think there's those three, and then to drop off to the next group. Now, that next group is still pretty good, but I think these are elite guys. I think we're talking Justin Jefferson, you know, 88 catch, 1,400 yards, seven touchdowns type kid guys, which is what Jefferson was for Minnesota last year. I think these guys are that. And Jamar Chase might even be better. You got to remember, he was on that 2019 team with Justin Jefferson, and he was the number one guy. So you're talking about elite guys, elite playmakers. I think one of those receivers has got to be pretty high on that list.
Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com, Lions NFL insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. That quarterback quandary that could happen if, for some reason, Fields falls and he's sitting there at seven with Trey Lance, the other QB out of North Dakota State, what do the Lions do then?
Well, you got to, if he's high on the board and he's clearly a guy that Brad Holmes wants, then you take him because there's value. Quarterbacks in the top 10, that's where they go. That's where you get value with quarterbacks. And if they like Trey Lance or Fields and they think, you know, they can, he can sit for a year or two and then you're in the conversation in 2 years when you got to make a long-term decision about Jared Goff, then there you go. Then you do that if that's what Brad Holmes' board looks like. If not, I think you're in a great spot for teams like New England, Denver, All those guys are going to want to come up, I think, and take somebody at seven. And so you're going to actually be in a spot where you could potentially move back and gain assets too. So either way, I think you're good. I think you're going to have an opportunity to draft a quarterback if you want one. And you're going to have an opportunity, I think, to move back because teams are going to move up to get one.
Who's the name that could be the biggest jumper in terms of the Lions at seven, that they may take this guy and Tim 20-man will be remembered for what he told the Huge Show during our draft preview broadcast? Would it be Slater, maybe the offensive lineman from Northwestern? Might be not a reach, but the biggest jumper that he could be there at seven, or if the Lions even traded down to nine, like to give a quarterback to the Broncos?
Yeah, he's one, but you know, it's interesting. You know, some people that I talk to actually have talked to teams that have Slater ahead of Sewell.
Wow.
So maybe it's not that big of a jump, you know, to some teams. I think it's those two, and then there's a severe drop off to the next one, even though, again, this is a deep offensive line class, it's a deep cornerback class, this is a deep receiver class. Those are the top three groups in this class. But, you know, there's a significant jump from the three receivers to the next, the two tackles to the next. And so, you know, he's a name. You know, maybe one of the pass rushers. You know, there's not that dominant guy, but maybe a guy like Jalen Phillips, right? Had a terrific season at Miami. Kwity Paye, Michigan. Now, he didn't have the numbers. He had only 20 starts. But physically, he's a freak. And in the NFL, I think projection for him is to be much more of a sack guy in the NFL than he was, you know, moving inside at Michigan and playing all over. So maybe, you know, those are two names. A pass rusher always intrigues teams. So maybe one of those guys jumps up. But Slater is probably the biggest one. And the fans shouldn't be surprised. I think he's a really good player. And again, you throw him at right tackle and your offensive line is set for the next 4 or 5 years.
Everything the Lions have done since the season has ended, Tim, what would be the highlight and what still needs some work from your perspective?
Well, I like what they did in their secondary. I was worried there for a little bit. You know, when they kind of passed on the first wave of free agency in their secondary, and they really only had Jeff Okuda and Imani Oyarwa at corner. But, you know, getting Corn Elder, there's a guy that I think slots in and can play, you know, the nickel spot. You get a veteran in Dunbar. Then you went and got a veteran safety. So I think they shored up their secondary with some veteran guys. Now, again, those are one-year contracts, so you've got to still decide what the future is in your secondary. I wouldn't be surprised. Again, I mentioned cornerback being a really strong position group in this draft if they grab a young one. I do cornerbacks like I do pass rushers. You can never have too many good ones, just with the injury at the position. And so, you know, I like what they did to shore up their secondary with some veteran guys with some experience. I think that was very underrated. And the trade for Michael Brockers, I think, you know, shoring up that defensive line, you know, you're going to have Pinacini in there with him. You still got Nick Williams, you know, and shoring up Okwara. I thought they set up their defensive line and their secondary nicely, that they don't have to reach to get somebody in the draft. They've got some veteran guys now. Now they can just play their board. I think they'll still add them, but you don't have to reach for a need there. I thought Brad filled it out late in free agency. That was a good move.
Any crazy potential draft day one deals that the Lions could be involved in outside of moving down to get some value? Is there anything you see that could totally be something that would blindside most Lions fans?
Well, I think the blindside would be them moving up for somebody, but I really just don't foresee that happening. Like I mentioned off the top, they've only got six picks, a first rounder, a second rounder, two thirds, a fourth, and a fifth. And so, you know, I think with some of the needs that we're talking about, they still were desperate to shore up that linebacker spot. You know, they need to grab a tackle in this draft. They obviously got to get a number one type receiver and possibly a second receiver. That's a thin position group, in my opinion. So I'd be surprised. That would be the shocker, you know, would be moving up for someone they just fell in love with. Let's say, here's a really good one. They move up and they grab Kyle Pitts. I think that would shock a lot of Lions fans. You'd have a lot to talk about the next day, obviously, not only selecting a tight end, but moving up to get one. That would be the shocker, but again, I don't foresee it. They're either going to take 8-7 or they're going to move back and try to build on those six picks.
Tim 20-man, DetroitLions.com. You can follow everything leading up to the draft, during the draft, and after the draft. all season, all off season, all year long at DetroitLions.com. Timmy, great information. Look forward to chatting again right before the draft and maybe right after it.
Yep, sounds good, Huge.